Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Nightingales on Call, written by Donna Douglas, read by Penelope Freeman. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26, 2JT. Chapter 1.
Your duties will begin at 5 o'clock sharp. You will lay the fires, draw the curtains, and make sure the boiler is lit. You will then wake me at precisely 5:30 with a cup of tea and my breakfast. I like 2 boiled eggs and buttered toast, lightly boiled, mind. I can't abide eggs like rubber.
The home sister glared at Jess as if she doubted she could ever be equal to such a task. Jess smiled back, her tongue rammed in her cheek to stop herself answering back. She didn't want to lose this job before she'd managed to get it.
At 6 o'clock, you must wake the students, Sister Sutton went on. Once they've gone, you will clean the bathrooms, sweep, dust, and polish all the halls and stairs, and clean the students' sitting room. The nurses are supposed to keep it tidy, but they tend to be rather careless.
Her nose wrinkled with distaste.
I will carry out my inspection at midday, so I expect everything to be in order by then.
She stared at Jess, her eyes as tiny and dark as raisins in her doughy face.
You have been in service, you say?
Jess nodded.
Since I was 13.
Although none of the houses where she'd been employed as a maid of all work were anywhere near as big as the student nurse's home. With its grand entrance, sweeping staircase and long passages, it was like one of the great manor houses she had read about in her favourite Jane Austen novels. Except there were no works of art on the drab, brown-painted walls, and the floors were covered in polished lino and not Turkish rugs. But the ornate plasterwork on the high ceilings still whispered of the house's elegant past. As the home sister continued to list the maid's duties, Jess gazed up at the twisting plaster vine leaves and carved bunches of grapes, and wondered how she would ever be able to reach up there with a duster.
Are you listening to me, girl?
Sister Sutton's sharp voice interrupted her thoughts.
I hope you're not daydreaming. I have no time for daydreamers.
No, miss. Sorry, miss.
Please, address me as Sister.
Yes, miss. I mean Sister.
Jess bobbed her head. She wasn't easily intimidated, but Sister Sutton was as imposing as the house she presided over. She wasn't much taller than Jess, but at least 3 times as wide. Her grey uniform stretched over her solid bulk. Wisps of wiry silver hair escaped from beneath her starched white bonnet, tied in a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?